What disruption did you cause to operations at the mine yesterday?
Look, I don't think we really held them up a great deal. All we really did was prevent them from hauling their coal out to the railway line, so they were still able to get on with their mining activity.
Okay, so how long did you maintain the blockade for?
We started about 9:30 and we ended up packing up about 3 o'clock, so we had the chance to talk to the mine manager a couple of times, and I guess through that we settled on something that we could ask them for that would be acceptable to us as the community surrounding their mine.
Okay, what did you talk to that mine manager about? What did you say to him?
We told him what we initially came there for was that we were very unhappy with the way the process around the Planning Assessment Commission carrying out the terms of reference dictated by the minister in terms of assessing the cumulative impacts of mining on the local area. And so with discussions with him, he had said that the mine wanted to be a good community member and they consider themselves part of the community. And I guess we took that on board and said, well, if you consider yourself part of the community, well, you should be disappointed that the Planning Assessment Commission hasn't fulfilled their requirements from what the minister had asked them.
What did he say to that?
Well, he wasn't necessarily concerned about that, and he said that he had a business to run and that he was going to keep on doing it, and we were holding up his business, obviously. And I guess for the group, we worked out that what we'd be happy with is asking the mine to go to the Planning Assessment Commission and ask for their application to be put on hold while they could deal with the issues that we had on the table. And so the three things we asked for was, firstly, that the mine approach the Planning Assessment Commission and ask for their approval process to be put on hold. And secondly, that once it was on hold, that there was a proper cumulative assessment of mainly dust should be carried out, which is what the minister had asked for in the first place. And thirdly, that a socio-economic and a proper study be done of the underground option out in Leds Forest, so that the forest wouldn't need to be cleared and a lot of the impacts that are associated with open-cut mining would necessarily be reduced.
Did you canvass that one at all with the mine manager?
Well, his answer to that was to call the police to get us taken away. So I guess at that stage we had pretty well decided that we'd put our issues on the table and ask for what was going to keep us happy, and we reserved the right to go back and blockade at any time.
But they did threaten to call the police on you.
Yeah.
Why did you eventually decide to wrap it up?
Why did we decide?
Yeah.
To wrap it up?
Why did you eventually decide to wrap it up?
Look, I think we'd gotten to the point where we realised we weren't going to be able to achieve much more from blocking it up. We didn't really want to hold the mine up constantly from what they were doing. But I guess everyone also had to pick up kids from buses and things like that. So we weren't necessarily focused on blocking the mine for the next month until the Planning Assessment Commission makes their determination. But we just really wanted to make it clear that the community was unhappy with the process and that the mine, as a community member, should be unhappy with it.
Now, I spoke to the Planning Assessment Commission yesterday afternoon and asked them to comment on the protest and the concerns that the community group had raised. They haven't responded to my request yet, but they did say on the phone, a spokeswoman said that you've called for a second public hearing and for submissions to be taken into the second PAC. They said they weren't required to hold one unless the minister requested a hearing, and they believe now that at the time when they indicated they might have one, there wasn't a precedent for one, and there since has been, and they found that in that other case they didn't feel the need for a second hearing. What do you make of those comments?
Look, I think that the Planning Assessment Commission really just needs to be rebranded as the Planning Approvals Commission, because that's all they're doing. They haven't done what the minister's asked them to do, and they're really just rubber stamping what the Department of Planning and the mine have worked out for the mine plan up there. They're not listening to the community, and they're not worried about the concerns that we have with health impacts in the area and the biodiversity loss. So I'd say that the Planning Assessment Commission hasn't carried out their duties.
Now, Peter Watson, you're one of the local farmers, a member of the Moores Creek Community Council. Did you ever think in your life that you'd find yourself on the picket line of a mine?
Look, my wife and I actually went there quite unprepared yesterday. I think we thought we might be up there for an hour or so before the someone came to move us along. So we didn't even have a cup of tea or any sandwiches made, and everyone else, there were a few season campaigners there that had actually packed an esky or a thermos, and we certainly snuck around and shared that with them. But yeah, look, I guess we just consider ourselves farmers, and we just want to be able to keep doing what we're doing here, and we don't want to have the negative impact of a large open cut mining complex on our doorstep that kind of reduces our quality of life for our families.
All right, Peter Watson, do you think you'll be back there soon, or will you wait for the second Planning Assessment Commission hearing, or say phase, I should say?
Look, I think we'd be interested to hear back from to hear what the Minister has to say about it, and also the Planning Assessment Commission. It seems like the way that the administrative process has been set up for this mine is that once the second PAC hands down their reporting, that there's not going to be any allowance or any challenges allowed. So normally there's only one Planning Assessment Commission appointed to this process, and then once the process is finished, if anyone has any problems with it, they're allowed to appeal to the Land Environment Court. Well, by the appointment of a second PAC to this approval process, it somehow short circuits that process and prevents any claims to the Land Environment Court if people are unhappy with the decision.